Well, welcome. Here we are for the last Edgehero podcast of the year, and I have Reese Tuttle and Alex Tasner here with me today. Welcome, gang. How we doing?
I'm pretty good.
I'm amazing.
Thanks. Amazing. I love hearing that. Thanks for joining me today. So, Reese, let's start with you. You're the senior, right? Kind of senior honors. Mm-hmm. We were just talking off the show a little bit about senior walk today. It's kind of a one-time experience you have on your way out, but tell us what it was like.
Yeah, so I will say parking in the morning was a little chaotic, but it was really nice. We all gathered at the beginning, and we took pictures at, like, our old playground, and everyone was playing on the playground like we were, like, little kids again. It was really fun. And then walking through the schools, it was like reliving the experience. It was really surreal because I remember, like, walking through the hallways when I was a little kid and seeing all the little kids, too. It's like I remember being that age and having my teachers, and it was an amazing experience.
Was there a teacher at the primary or elementary that, as these memories started coming back today, you were like, oh, you know, maybe that one really sticks out in my mind, even though I haven't thought about it recently, but, like, did it bring back a rush of, like, oh, I loved that teacher, or I loved that field trip, or was there something you remembered?
Yeah, so Mrs. Arnold, she was my first grade teacher. She had a rabbit named Cupcake. Completely forgot, but I remember Cupcake, and I just, like, remembered it today because I saw her classroom, and I was like, oh, man. I, like, because we used to, like, feed her carrots and stuff, so it was just something like that. And then somebody who also had Mrs. Arnold was standing next to me. We just started talking about it, and it was really fun.
That's great that you could make that connection. And Alex, I think, you know, you're not a senior yet, but you've been through the district here, and there's these things like this senior walk where they're maybe like a unique or a one-time experience that you get to do as you transition along the way. Is there something when you think back about, like, your experiences to now that stands out to you as, like, boy, I'm never going to forget that one field trip, or I'm never going to forget that one teacher when we did this project? Is there something like that that already resonates with you?
Well, I don't have, like, the experience. I came here in sixth grade, but I remember after COVID, eighth grade, we came back, and on the last day of eighth grade, I was a navigator, and I put on a blazer for my kids, and we did this little game show, and I was the host. Now, that was fun.
Tell people, in case they are paying attention that don't know, what you do for navigators, because that's important for people to know.
So navigators, you kind of just help guide the sixth graders that are coming into middle school. If they have any questions, you help them with just getting adjusted. You're kind of like their older brothers.
Like a mentor, right? You're doing some leadership skill kind of work with them, right?
Yeah, it was
so
fun.
You were doing the game show with the sixth graders at the end of the year as an eighth grader?
Yeah, that was fun. They were excited about that. They had their little cubes, like cubicle things. I remember that in their desks.
And not everybody's a navigator, so it is a unique experience. And the students you work with, they end up kind of having a connection with you as they go through school for years because they end up looking up to you while you're moving along, right? And you'll notice this as you go, and then you become a senior. There's going to be some of those kids who are really still paying attention to you and what you do in your future, and hopefully you become friends with a couple of them as you go along.
Well, my brother's actually a freshman while being a senior, so.
Yeah, that'll be kind of neat. Mm-hmm. So, Reese, like, when you think about that, people that you looked up to when you were in ninth grade after you transitioned to the high school, and now, of course, you're the senior, but was there somebody that, like, that group or that team or that club or whatever that you kind of looked up to that you kind of were like, oh, I want to hang with them or I want to spend some time with them? Was there someone who resonates with you that you've built a relationship with?
Yeah, so when I was a freshman, I got really into Backstage Tech Crew because we were doing a Phantom of the Opera. And so that group of people, there was a lot of people in Backstage Tech Crew. There was, I mean, Adam Diefendiefer. He wasn't a senior at the time, but he was a junior, and I got pretty close with him. And there was just a lot of really fun experience there. And I would recommend, like, when you become a freshman, finding at least, like, a club or something to go into.
So that helped you kind of get to know some people.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, and on the tech crew, obviously there are adults who work around all of the productions, but you've been involved with this now for 4 years in different ways, as a performer, behind the scenes, whatever. What skills did you take away from that over time? Like, when you look back now and you go, okay, that was worth my time in high school, what did you learn?
So Mr. Kimmons was the guy who did a lot of the backstage stuff at that time. And I was very much so, like, hands-off. Like, I was afraid to get my hands dirty for anything. And so, like, helping them build a lot of the sets, learning how that works, it was actually really interesting to learn how, like, the production of everything worked. And it actually tied in a lot with Video Tech and Brave Suite when I ended up doing that my next year later, my sophomore year. And so I think having that experience and the fact that, like, the media and everything kind of ties in together was really good for me.
Probably tied into some of the things you're now looking to, you know, to do as you move forward with your own career path and some of the things you've been involved with, which we'll touch on. Alex, you've done some things outside of school that I think also are really interesting when I think about, like, skill building. And this summer you're going to have this experience where you're going to kind of do some intern time. Like, why don't you explain what that job's going to be?
So my uncle actually works a lot with them. It's this design firm in downtown Cincinnati called Warehouse Collaborative, where it's a lot of designers work under this, under the company, and they get assigned different jobs, and they can work with other people and collaborate, hence the name. And I'm basically going to help them with sets or whatever they need. I mean, I could help with the like Adobe Illustrator, Adobe Photoshop. I'll help with them, get them coffee if they want that, all that stuff.
Yeah, so you might be a runner at times, but you're really going to be helping produce things and content, and you're going to be coming up with some of the design that might help support someone trying to get a project done.
Yeah, and even more, I just get to see, like, these people who have been doing this for so long. I mean, one of them, I went and saw what they did in their warehouse, and exactly, and I saw all of that, and it was just so interesting seeing all of their offices, and you can really see, like, the music, the guy who does the music has, like, his own room, and he has the guitars and the music notes, and the guys who do the Adobe Photoshop, like, cartoon stuff, they have, like, all these superheroes, and it's really interesting and, like, artistic. It's really cool how they all work together.
You're probably going to get a real sense of, like, how they all come together as a team to make things happen for their business, right?
Yes.
And you can come from different walks of life but make some really cool things happen together. Marisi, I think you've had some experiences like that too, right? Over the last few years, you've spent a lot of time both in high-level classes in school. You've also done some things hybrid. You've done some things online. You've gone after some career certifications. You've gotten to interact with some people maybe outside of the walls of the traditional high school, as people might think about it. What have you learned about interacting with those other adults and people as you've gone through some of these experiences?
One of the biggest things I would say that actually took me a really long time to learn, but it's a really important skill set to have, is carrying yourself with authority and being sure in what you say and how you speak to people. When you talk to people, you need to sound confident in what you say, because almost anything that you ever say to somebody, as long as you sound confident, it's going to make them feel assured. So when talking to a lot of professionals, or even just like parents or people at organizations and companies, when you carry yourself with a level of confidence, that's going to get you really far just doing that. And that's probably one of the biggest things I've learned doing a lot of the certifications and things like that, because I've had to talk to a lot of people and pull a lot of strings. So
the more interactions you have where you're kind of accountable and you have to kind of present yourself, you're saying that that becomes a really important skill building, right?
Yes.
And I think we try to do that here in the school in different ways, but you two have both had unique experiences where you kind of do some of these things outside of school, which is also where I think, you know, I was trying to pick a couple of you together for a reason. Alex, you've done some things outside of school that I'm aware of, but maybe you could just explain. I don't know if all of our parents in our school district understand, like, the phenomena over the last, let's say, 15 to 20 years of personal fitness and performance and working out and how people do it their own way today. Like, it used to be when people went to school, right, back when I was in school a long, long time ago, you would join a team or you would play an intramural. Now, people can go and do their wellness and fitness in basically any way they want. So just give us an inkling of what you've done a little bit, because I think that those activities that you've been involved in, there's lots of kids around the country involved in, but I don't know if everybody really knows.
So both my grandparents were big into fitness. My dad's dad, he was in the United States Special Forces for the Army, and my mom's dad was a bodybuilder on the side. He kind of did whatever he wanted to do, but he classified himself as a bodybuilder. they both worked out a lot, and it kind of spread to me a little bit after I think seventh grade, COVID, I got really bored, so I just started doing push-ups and stuff. It helps, like, I think for a lot of other kids, it's a de-stressor. Like getting away from the office, the computer, and that kind of stuff, I think a lot more people are starting to go into and just moving. I think that's a big part. If it's biking or if it's playing a sport, being on a team, or going to a gym, I know a lot of people go to Crunch, a lot of people go to Power 3 Fitness. I don't know any other big name gyms around here, but I know a lot of people go to those places just to relieve and just do whatever they want.
And you're not just spending time at the gym doing maybe always traditional lifting, you're doing a number of activities, right? So like you're kind of really learning about how to take care of yourself for wellness for life.
Oh, 100%. My dad does yoga now. He started doing yoga after he got his shoulder, so I've done a little bit of that. I can't say I really like it, but it's fun. I like the warrior pose. That's fun. But that one, and it's just a mix. You really do so many different things, and you learn so much about your body and just like your mind. Because I mean, when you're doing work all the time, I have ADHD, so like I can't sit still that well. I don't know about other people, but I mean, eventually you sort of get stuck in that like position, and you're like, it's nice to work your mind and your body, and you can see how different, but at the same time they work together. And it's
the really connection is there for sure, right? And you're getting to practice it and learn it yourself. I think at your age, the people that are doing this, right, it's really reversing a trend that we saw for a couple generations where, you know, people across the country were worried about children and health and wellness and their physical wellness. And I think there's this kind of the pendulum's kind of swinging back with a generation that's grown up where you're really into learning about these things and really whether it's working with a personal trainer or taking a class or doing something. And then there's, of course, all the sports and clubs and activities that you still do. Reese, you are one of those people, again, right? Stereotypically, somebody might be like, oh, computers, they're going to be sitting inside all day playing video games. Tell us what the world's really like, right, from a well-balanced student who I think is involved in lots of things. You do a lot of tech-heavy activities, but how do you balance that?
Yeah, so in at least the world of tech speaking, obviously there's a lot of at your computer kind of things, but I think one of the perks in tech is that a lot of it is working from home, which means that you don't have to be at home when working from home. You can work from anywhere you want. So a really good example, I was in Florida and I had a meeting, and I joined this meeting and my boss goes, Reese, where are you? Because they just saw palm trees in the background. And I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. And she's like, no, like I want to see what's going on. So I turn my computer around and I'm at the beach. And she was like, she was just really confused, right? Because she's in a cubicle at work and I was on the beach doing the same thing. And I think that's like a really big thing when it comes to tech. And at least when you're in high school, there's also like a lot of competitions, like these things called hackathons, which brings in the community aspect. Believe it or not, a lot of people in tech actually are very social, especially when you get to those events.
And I don't think hackathons or esports would be as big as they are around the world if they weren't social, right?
Exactly, right.
There's definitely this outlet for people to gather about the things that they have an interest in. Mm-hmm. But I also like what you're saying about, and not just because of the pandemic time period, but if you're working in this industry now, right, being able to kind of move on the go, people have done that for years, but doing it in the tech industry gives you that flexibility maybe to take jobs or do things on the go a little bit more and travel and explore while you're growing up.
Definitely.
Tell me while I got you two here, Alex, you know, I know you got a little more time here at high school and you're kind of carved out the things that you're really interested in at this point, but is there a teacher or a teacher, like once you kind of transitioned from eighth grade to ninth grade and you got into this building, is there a teacher that kind of helped you figure out who you are and some of this stuff that you really care about, that just being around them or in the class really resonated with you, that if you had to pick them, like is there one that's influenced you heavily?
I think every teacher, even in eighth grade, I mean, Mr. Bell, I remember him a lot, Mr. Bass. I remember a lot of eighth grade teachers. I think every teacher that I've had has chipped away a little bit about something, like giving me a little more insight on how I operate. Like Miss Burgess, she's taught me how to study a little more, like differently, because I have a lot of learning problems, like dyslexia and ADHD, all that. So I've just had to learn a little differently. But I think Miss Schertz was very fun too. She helped me like sort of just become more structured. I don't know. If I had to pick one, I think Van. Van was very influential because I've never had him as a teacher, but he was my mock trial coach. Mm-hmm. And he was just, the way he talks and the way he just can operate is just so much different than what I'm used to. And I think that was just something that I was like, that's what I want to do.
Well, it's great to hear you say, and I appreciate you bringing up a couple names there, but I mean, you're one of those people that I know is a really reflective learner, and I think that you're really sincere. It comes across when you're talking about people. I can see the body language that maybe someone can't see over the podcast, right? But you take things and you think about things when people work with you, and I appreciate that about you. I think, Reese, you're like that too. I think you've probably been exposed to a lot of different people over the last few years as an outgoing senior. Like, if you had to pick one or two that have really had an impact on you that you're never going to forget, like, who is it?
Well, I know this comes as no surprise, but obviously I'd say Mr. Dupps. I've been with him in a class, you know, environment since my sophomore year, but I really knew him in my freshman year, and he also taught my dad. So there was a lot of background there, and he's taught me so much. Like, anything media-wise, I came into school completely blindsided to that. So anything that I do, production, media, videography, any of that, is because of the influence of him. I even got a photo internship, and that was also because of him. And he's been one of the most influential people I've ever met in Indian Hill. So.
Well, that's great, and he's a great one, obviously, and I'm sure listening in. So let's talk about what's next for you. And we're heading into summer. It's May. It's louder in the building. Everybody's happy. Yeah. People are ready to move on, get out, graduate. Class of 2023. Let's start with you, Reese. Like, what's next on the horizon for you?
Yeah, so this summer I am doing an internship at GE CoreTech, doing cloud hosting and some work on that. I'm doing some traveling, and then I'm also finishing up my second bachelor degree at UC for the next year, and then I'm pursuing my master's at Harvard in software engineering in the fall of 2024. So that's basically the layout of what I have for the next year, but there's going to be a lot in between, doing some certifications and other things like that. And I also do karate, so doing that too.
So you're going to stay active, you're going to travel, you're going to have some fun, and you're also going to be working towards those degrees. It's great to hear. Can't wait to watch what you accomplish in the years to come. You've had a great run here. You've been a great Brave, and we're so proud of you. Congratulations. Alex, what's up for you this summer, and what's next besides Warehouse Collaborative? Like, what are your goals here as you're heading into the next, you gonna travel this summer? What are you gonna do?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to Harvard, but I'm staying here, probably might go to Michigan. We'll see, I don't know. But I think the biggest thing is I just wanna hang out with friends, and in a few minutes I actually gotta fix my schedule because I screwed that up. But I'm looking forward to junior year a lot because that's like, I think that's a big year, right?
Yeah, it's a huge year.
Yeah, okay. I think that's interesting. I'm excited for that. I haven't seen a huge gap between each year. It's been very, steady. It's not exponential and anything. Ms. Kunkel would be proud I used that term. But everything's been linear, I think, and I've haven't seen a big gap or anything in like, oh, now I'm in sophomore year. That's insane, you know?
So you have a level of comfort.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a huge difference, but I'm excited to have the teachers that I've seen. I'm like, what do they do? And yeah. I'm like, nah, I'm going to have them. I'm going to be like that person. The freshmen are like, okay, what do they take, you know?
Well, that's exciting, and you're going to have some amazing teachers next year, and I think the experience you're going to have, which really, again, wasn't really an opportunity for people in the past, but I think it's one of the ways high school is changing, right? You've both done some things, both between school years, off time, outside of school. Really what we talk about, career pathways, it's just a way of saying you're getting more experiences that are unique and different along the way to figure out who you want to become, what you don't like, and what you do like. And so I hope we get to hear a little bit about how that all goes for you as you move forward too. You're both doing some really unique and amazing things. Keep working on the mind-body connection, and best wishes to you both. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you.